half breed or product of a mixed marriage, maybe.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay. Then, especially, what term usually would black people use, a laborer maybe, for the man he worked for? Is there any kind of general term that they might use?
You mean his boss?
Yeah. Okay, boss, they might call him. You ever hear him, do they use any more cap?
Do they call him a cap?
Yeah.
No.
Or captain?
Oh, they might, well, they might say captain.
They might.
I think if a fellow was working here, he wouldn't refer to me as his captain. He'd refer to me as his boss.
Okay.
Now, if a black fellow maybe coming down the street wanted to ask me something, he might say, "Captain, can you tell me so and so?"
Okay. Let me see. Then what about poor whites? Any names?
White trash, maybe.
White trash. What about somebody who's from way out in the country, and when he comes into town, it's obvious he's from the country, and he looks real
country bumpkin. Or
country bumpkin, you'd use.
Yeah, or if a guy comes from out of the hills, you might call him a hillbilly.
Hillbilly. Did you ever use redneck?
Yeah, redneck.
Redneck cracker?
Yeah, Georgia cracker.
Okay, now
that, I'm familiar with those terms, and I've used them.
Okay.
Redneck, particularly.
Okay. Do those
and just plain, you can shorten that just to a plain neck.
Okay.
Take
the point. Yeah. Okay. Now, when you use those terms, primarily, do people mean those in a derogatory way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that cracker is, I think, probably the natives don't use the word cracker, really. I think if you were to hear somebody talk about a cracker or a Georgia cracker, it'd be somebody probably from out of the state that was maybe from up north that was talking about a Georgia cracker.
Okay.
But now, if I were talking to somebody and wanted to imply that they were a real bumpkin, I might call them a redneck or a neck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let me see. If you were to sort of slip and catch yourself walking along somewhere, you might say, this is a dangerous place.
I stumbled.
Okay. Or if you didn't quite stumble, you'd say,
I slipped or I lost my footing or something like that.
Okay. Let me see. Now, if somebody's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and he calls out to you, hey, are you gonna be ready pretty soon or not? And you might answer, well, I'll be with you in.
Be with you in a minute.
Okay, just a minute.
Just a minute.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how many times somebody does something, you might ask,
How often do you do it?
Okay. And if you agree with somebody when he says I'm gonna do something, Or maybe the other way around. If you say I'm not going to vote for that guy, you would say, well, what?
Say, well, I'm not either.
Okay. And would you ever use neither in that context? Maybe neither am I.
Neither am I. Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever, under any circumstances, pronounce those two words either like either or neither?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Either be either or neither.
Okay. Now we got the anatomy lesson. All right. let me see. What I have to do here is just ask you the names of different parts of the body. Okay.
Okay.
This part here is called the what?
Forehead.
Okay. And this is my
hair.
Okay. And if a man doesn't shave, he grows a
beard.
Okay.